Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is January 8th, 2017. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on what's happening for the USA during the coming year, 2017. We'll start out with checking in with the Vimshatari Dasha, the much venerated planetary period system of Vedic astrology. By this technique, we see that at the beginning of 2017, the US is already 1 year into a Rahu major period, an 18 years long period which runs from November 2015 until November 2033. Thus, the significations of Rahu have become a more dominant force influencing how things manifest for the nation. Rahu is one of the eclipse points, the intersection of the apparent paths of the sun and the moon as seen from the earth. As an eclipse point, Rahu in Vedic astrology signifies darkness, obscuring, distortion, confusion, ignorance. Rahu has other significations as well. It is an indicator of innovation, transformation, ambition, obsession, urgency, lessons in life, and the potential for material success. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon, and therefore signifies extremists and fanatics, as well as something alien, in other words, foreigners. In the natal chart of the USA, Rahu is placed in the 8th house. The themes, actions, and karma associated with the 8th house will play out during this Rahu major period. For a country's chart, the 8th house signifies the vitality of the people, susceptibility to peril, such as war and natural disaster, death of the leader, finances with other countries, taxes and national debt, big changes, chronic problems, secret actions, scandal, and humiliation. Due to the intrinsic qualities of Rahu, its position in the 8th house causes the 8th house themes to become exaggerated, and thus capable of producing more unpleasant events than usual. In the chart of the USA, Mercury accompanies Rahu in the 8th house. The significations of Mercury get dragged along for the ride during the Rahu major period. The planet of rational thinking suffers due to the obscuring, distorting qualities of Rahu, besides which Mercury has to contend both with its own retrograde condition as well as its occupation of the 8th house. Thus, logic and reasoning gets distorted, facts and information are misrepresented, thinking rationally comes only with difficulty. Only 1 year into this new Rahu major period and already Mercury's problems have been manifesting. The recent presidential campaign was rife with sensational and scandalous reporting by a national media that preferred that to focusing on rational discussion of the candidate's policies. The current Rahu major period provides the context, the backdrop, against which the other astrological factors will be manifesting their energy patterns. So now we look at the transiting planets, where they are in the zodiac during 2017, and how they influence the USA chart. First, let's examine Saturn. Starting in late January and through much of 2017, Saturn is in the early degrees of sidereal Sagittarius, which is the rising sign of the USA chart. The reality check planet, the planet of restriction, obligation, time and delay, structure, stability, and security, will be a big influence on the USA during its 3-year stay in Sagittarius. But Saturn's entry into the USA ascendant during 2017 will be tentative. Due to going through a retrograde period in the middle of the year, the planet will be going back and forth over the borderline between Scorpio and Sagittarius. The border between a water sign and a fire sign has a special designation in Vedic astrology called Gandant. It's a sort of no man's land, and planets located at these degrees are especially weak for giving results. This is not a good situation for the planet of obligation and responsibilities, indicating a lack of commitment to responsibility during 2017. With the planet of structure weakened, there will be much instability and insecurity. Starting in late June, Saturn will retrograde back into Scorpio, the USA chart's 12th house, an indication of a particularly dangerous time period that will activate the worst of the 12th house, the planet of harsh reality, in the house of conspiracies, mob psychology, criminal activities, tyranny, persecution, charity, sacrifice, prisoners, and foreigners. Another problem with Saturn hanging out in this sector of the USA chart is its impact on the USA natal Mars, located on the other side of the chart in the first degree of Gemini, in the USA's 7th house, the house of partner countries. The opposition of Saturn to Mars in the 7th house is highly problematic and will create a lot of tension and stress in international relations during 2017. Jupiter has been transiting in Virgo since August 2016, which puts it in the 10th house of the USA chart. The planet of opportunity, optimism, faith, law, and prosperity has been influencing the house of the leadership of the nation, and continues to do so until September 2017. This position gives the new Trump administration the confidence and the opportunity to advance its agenda during the coming year. The danger of Jupiter in the 10th house is excess optimism, which was one of the factors that sealed the fate of the past leadership, the Democrats, during the recent elections. Jupiter moves to Libra in September, placing it in the 11th house of the USA chart for the last months of 2017. The 11th house of a country's chart stands for the nation's deliberative body, in other words, Congress for the USA, which then becomes the recipient of Jupiter's expansive energy. The 11th house also indicates agreements with friendly countries. Since Jupiter is the planet of prosperity, this placement will induce deals, which will mutually benefit the U.S. and some of its allies, as well as feathering the nests of our elected representatives. In other words, corruption in Congress. In April, Uranus changes signs, entering Aries, which is the 5th house of the USA chart. The planet of freedom, rebellion, disruption, sudden unexpected events, will lend its energy to the house of the upcoming generation, in other words, kids. The fifth house stands for the nation's students and the schools, the education department, which will be undergoing some unexpected changes starting this year. The students themselves will be rebellious and confrontational. The fifth house also signifies enjoyments and therefore the entertainment sector. Everything from cinema, video games, sports, to recreational drugs, which are likely to see some major developments over the coming years, as well as push back on anything that seems restrictive. Uranus will be in Aries until May 2024. Neptune remains in the middle of Aquarius, the USA third house for all of 2017. The planet of fantasies and illusions and deception continues to influence the house of transportation and trade. Perhaps more relative to the meanings of Neptune, this is also the house of communications and therefore the media, which under the influence of Neptune will continue to promote wishful thinking, falsehoods, and sensationalism. The moon's nodes, Rahu and Ketu, are respectively in Leo and Aquarius since January 2016. This puts Rahu in the ninth house and Ketu in the third house of the USA chart. The ninth house of a country's chart represents the judicial system and the Supreme Court, religion, morals and ethics, the cabinet of the administration, the educated class, and the molding of public opinion. As an agent of obsession and transformation, Rahu has already been putting its mark on the judicial sector. For instance, the unusual situation with the Supreme Court regarding replacing one of its justices. Rahu also created an obsession with morals and ethics during the presidential campaign, a topic which will continue through most of 2017. Meanwhile, Ketu has been spreading its indications of dissatisfaction, disruption, and chaos in the third house of the country's media, transportation, and neighboring countries. Ketu's energy made the issue of illegal immigration on our southern border a major topic during the 2016 presidential campaign. Ketu afflicts the USA natal moon as well, creating much dissatisfaction and dissension amongst the people. In September, the nodes change signs. Since they travel backwards in the zodiac, Rahu will enter Cancer, Ketu goes into Capricorn. The nodes will therefore come back to their natal positions in the 8th and 2nd house of the USA chart, a phenomenon in Vedic astrology called a nodal return, which begins a new cycle of the nodal karma. Thus, Rahu's significations, already highlighted by the Rahu current major period, get even more emphasis. More big changes are in store, and likely more 8th house scandals. Ketu, going through the USA 2nd house, starting in September, will cause dissatisfaction and chaos for the 2nd house significations of the nation's finances and the currency, indicating a diminution of the value of the US dollar, which will lead to more inflation. Summing it all up, it looks like 2017 will be rather unpleasant for the fortunes of the United States. The tumult brought on by the new Rahu major period and its activation of the 8th house, already obvious during 2016, will continue. The transit positions, especially the action of Saturn hitting the USA ascendant, don't promise much relief. Rahu returning to and reinforcing the problems of the 8th house is especially unnerving. The only good thing that can be said is that since the 8th house is also regeneration, there is some hope for the future. In other words, at some point, there will be a rebirth for the USA after the storm blows over. I will, of course, be presenting more details of how things are progressing during the coming months by making and posting videos on this site. If you would like to help support this work, please make a donation by visiting the donation page. Thank you.